ごいさん。
ハリクリシナ。リクリシナ、リクリシナ、クリシナ、クリシナ。ハリクリシュナ。
All systems go. Ready to go?
I think so. You can check whether they're able to hear you and see your video.
You can check this one.
Whether they're able to hear you and they will see your video
okay.
Before we begin.
Hare Krishna, everybody, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's okay, but not very clear.
Not very.
Guru Maharaj, now you mute yourself. We cannot hear you.
Okay, back unmuted. You can hear nicely, yes?
Yeah, but there is an echo.
There's an echo. And he'll work on the echo part. Microphone.
But anyway, I can hear you.
You can hear me, but there's an echo still, yes?
Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Just checking.
Check if this is better.
See if that's any better. Do you still hear the echo?
Yes, still.
Still hear the echo. Well, we'll spend a little bit of time seeing if we can get rid of the echo. He's going to check some settings over there. My hearing of you, there's no echo at all.
Okay, Guru Maharaj, yes, Guru Maharaj, now it's a little bit better. Maybe we can begin.
Okay. So, shall we begin?
Yeah.
Now, you can see the image, the Govardhan Lila PowerPoint image, yes?
Yes, very clear.
Okay. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvichesha Shunyavadi Paschatya De Satadine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
You want to make this full screen?
I would like to make it full screen. So,
you think a display or no?
No. We are observing Govardhan Puja today in China.
今天在中国，会见者们共同庆祝了 Govardhan Puja， 崇拜 Govardhan 山的节日。
I understand that many of the gatherings of gopis had their Govardhan Puja festival yesterday because people are at work today. But today is the actual Govardhan Puja day.
虽然今天是 Govardhan Puja的正日子，但是呢，实际上我也了解到了很多奉献者昨天聚集在一起过的是 Govardhan Puja，虽然正日子是今天。
This month of Kartik is very sacred and special, as we all know.
我们大家都知道, Kartika月是非常神圣的月份。
Even aside from Govardhan Puja, the whole month, even during Krishna's time, the whole month was considered to be very special, very auspicious. What to think of when Krishna performed his pastimes during this month.
即便是在 Krishna 显现在这个地球上的时候，那个时候，这整个 Kartika 月都是非常吉祥、非常特殊的日子。更不用说 Krishna 在上演了 Govardhan 消失光，上演了这么多的消失光啊这样的日子呢。You
can see in this painting. Not only is Krishna holding up the hill of Govardhan, but he's standing on a tall mound of earth. Look closely.
大家可以走近了看这个照片，我们可以看到 Krishna 他不仅仅用左手小拇指举起了 Govardhan 山，而且 Krishna 是站在了一个小土包上。
When Krishna performed this pastime, he was only 7 years old.
当 Krishna 上演这个消二世光的时候 ，Krishna 只有七岁的。
And a child that's 7 years old is not so.
一个七岁大的孩子没多高。
So how was he able to hold the hill above everybody's head so they could be protected? It's because he's standing on that mound of earth there.
那一个七岁大的孩子，他怎么能够就是把这个山举到大家的头顶上呢？我们可以看到，小 Krishna 站在了一个小土包上。
In this lila, there are at least three primary simultaneous functions that Krishna is performing.
在这段消时光当中，实际上 Krishna 同时的执行了他的三项职能，他的三项责，他的三个活动。
One of those principal functions was Krishna desired to curb the pride of Indra.
通过这段消时光 ，Krishna 他主要要上演的活动就是为了打消 Indra 的骄傲。
Indra is not only in heaven, he's the king of heaven, and he has incredible opulence of power and wealth and beauty and so many opulences.
Indra, 他不仅生活在天堂，而且他是天堂的王，所以呢，他拥有不可思议的力量、名声、权力、财富等等。
Opulence.Material opulence is the fruit of piety, and so one who has wealth or some other opulence, watch out because there's a tendency to become proud.
物质的富裕，物质的财富是虔诚活动的结果。当一个人在物质上很富有的时候，可得小心哦。因为当一个人富有的时候，很容易骄傲起来。
And pride is very damaging. Pride can take away all good qualities and good character in an individual. So Krishna doesn't like pride. Devotees, beware of pride.
骄傲，它是非常有害的。骄傲甚至能够拿走一个人所有的好的品质，所有的这些虔诚的结果。所以 Krishna 特别不喜欢他的奉献者有骄傲这项品质。
A second purpose that Krishna wanted to fulfill was to nourish by the mood of astonishment.To nourish the natural love that all the residents of Vrindavan have for him.
Krishna, 他通过这个消时光，他还想达到另一个目的，他就是想让 Raja 的居民，所有的居民展，让他们惊愕不已。那么这种惊愕，能这种惊讶能够去滋养、滋润。Vrindavan 居民所有的居民对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
In Vrindavan, Krishna shows his original Swayam Bhagavan Krishna form.
在 Vrindavan, Krishna 展示了他的 Swayam Bhagavan Krishna 形象。
Within this original form, everything is there.
在 Krishna 的这个原始的形象当中，一切都在 Krishna 的这个原始的形象当中。
His opulences are there in full. That's the meaning of Bhagavan.
Bhagavan 的意思是拥有一切的富裕和力量。
And there's something additional that isn't displayed outside of Vrindavan into the same degree, and that is.The sweetness or intimacy of love that Krishna has for those residents and that they have for him.
而且在 Vrindavan, Krishna 他具有对 Vrindavan 居民的那种完全的甜蜜 和完全的亲密之情。同时 Vrindavan 的居民也对 Krishna 有这样的同样的亲密和甜蜜之情。
Even when Krishna displays superhuman opulence like lifting a mountain for 7 days and holding it up in the air, the residents of Vrindavan still don't see him as God. They just think, oh, how wonderful is Krishna. Their sweetness is so strong.
虽然 Krishna 展示了他举起 Govardhan 这样的超人的力量，他 Krishna 举着 Govardhan 一连举了7天7夜，这样展示了这样超人超凡的力量。但是 Vrindavan 的居民对 Krishna 的这种甜蜜之情、亲密之情是如此的强烈，在这种情况下，仍然没有把 Krishna 视为神。
This was a second purpose of Krishna.
这就是 Krishna 上演这段逍遥时光的第二个目的。
By showing his opulence to the residents of Vrindavan, they simply became astonished, which nourished their love for him.
Krishna 向 Vrindavan 的居民展示了他的不可思议的富裕的力量，使得 Vrindavan 居民感到非常的惊讶，而这种惊讶之情越发的滋润了 Vrindavan 居民对 Krishna 的甜蜜亲密之情。
Krishna, with this opulence, Krishna protects his devotees.
Krishna 用他的这种富裕保护了他心爱的奉献者们。
The danger that they were facing was life-threatening, but Krishna protected them.
他们面临着狂风暴雨、电闪雷鸣，在这种情况下 ，Krishna 保护了这些 Vrindavan 的居民们，保护了他心爱的奉献者们。
And the third purpose that Krishna wanted to fulfill is the most sublime of the whole pastime.
而 Krishna 通过上演举起 Govardhan 的这段逍遥时光，达成的第三个目的是。是这些目的当中最为崇高的一个目的。
Krishna wanted to give uninterrupted association with him for 7 days and 7 nights, and so he did.
Krishna 通过展示举起 Govardhan 7天7夜的举起 Govardhan 这段逍遥时光，向 Vrindavan 的居民展示了他连续7天7夜一直不断的这种相聚联谊。
In any relationship, there are two factors meeting together and separation.
在任何的关系当中都有两种因素存在，那就是相聚和分离。
Just like right now.
就像现在，此刻。
I am in America and unable to visit China, and so we're associating this way through VOOV.
我现在在美国，我现在无法来到中国和大家一起联谊，亲身联谊，因此呢，我们通过腾讯会议相聚在一起。
So there's feelings of separation.
所以呢，总是存在着这种分离之情。
And...By Krishna's arrangement, someday I'll be able to again visit China and we can be together.
在那么在 Krishna 的安排之下，终有一天我还会再一次去到中国，走访中国，和大家再一次相聚在一起，联谊，亲身的联谊。
In Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, these two elements, meeting and separation, are also there.
Krishna 在上演逍遥时光，在 Vrindavan 上演逍遥时光的过程当中，这两种元素也一直存在着。这两种元素就是相聚与分离。
The Brijvasis have such affection and attachment for Krishna that he is their life and soul. Being apart from him is more difficult than stopping to breathe.
Vrindavan Brajabasi 对 Krishna 的这种依恋，强烈的依恋的爱的情感是如此的强烈，乃至如果 Krishna 是他们的生命与灵魂，如果与 Krishna 分离，他们甚至一刻都无法呼吸。
He knows that they have that kind of love for him, and he feels the same love for them.
Krishna 知道 Brajabasi Vrindavan 的居民们对 Krishna 的这种深爱之情，那 Krishna 同样对 Vrindavan 的居民也有如此的深爱之情。
For this third reason, Krishna arranged a situation where he could be with them and they could be with him for 7 days uninterrupted, no separation.
所以正是为了这第三个原因， Krishna 安排了这段举起戈瓦丹山的逍遥时光。在这举起戈瓦丹山的逍遥时光当中， Krishna 连续七天七夜连续不断的啊，一刻都不分离的与 Vrindavan 的居民相聚在一起。
Now let us go forward to describe how Govardhan made his appearance in Vrindavan Dham.
我们现在往下讲，我们来现在讲一讲戈瓦丹山是怎样显现在 Vrindavan 这片土地上的。
A very ancient scripture called Garga Samhita gives us this explanation.
有一本非常古老的文献，这本古老的文献叫 Garga Samhita， 里面就讲到了戈瓦丹山是如何显现在 Vrindavan 的。
Krishna and Radha were seated together in Krishna Loka.
那个时候 Krishna 和 Radha 他们一起坐在 Krishna Goloka，
and Krishna started to smile very joyfully.
那个时候 Krishna 非常的高兴，他高兴的笑了起来。
Radha asked him, what's the cause of your smiling like this?
然后 Radha 就问，是什么使得你笑得如此开心啊？
Krishna said, very soon our appearance in the earthly realm will take place, and you and I will go together and perform our pastimes together for the benefit of all the living entities in the earthly realm.
Krishna 说到了，很快我们就会显现在地球上了，你和我都会显现在地球上，为了地球上所有的众生的益处，我们会在地球上一起上演逍遥时光。
Radha frowned and showed displeasure.
但是 Radha 他听了以后呢，不高兴起来了。
How is it possible that we can leave Vrindavan, leave the river Jamuna and Govardhan Hill?And all these cows, how would that be possible? I wouldn't be able to bear separation from them.
Radharani 说到了，我们怎么能够离开 Vrindavan? 我们怎么能够离开 Govardhan 和 Yamuna 河还有这些乳牛呢？如果与他们分离的话，我忍受不了与他们的分离。
Krishna replied, there is no difficulty. All of them have already made their appearance.In the earthly realm, and then the description of how Govardhan descended to earth is described.
然后 Krishna 回答道，这都不是问题，这些 Govardhan 山、Yamuna 河还有这些乳牛都 Vrindavan 都会显现在地球上。然后接下来就描述了 Govardhan 山是如何显现在 Vrindavan 的。
There was a great personality named Drona.
有一位非常伟大的人物，他
had taken the form of a huge mountain.
有一位非常了不起的人物，他的名字叫 Drona. 他以 一座巨山的形象显现在地球上。
And Govardhan appeared as his son.
而 Govardhan 山呢，显现为了 Drona 的儿子。
According to Garga Samhita, the place where Drona was residing was a place called Shamala Dweep, Shamali Dweep.
根据 Garga Samhita 这本书描述说 ，Drona 所显现的地方，这片土地叫做 Shamali Dweep.
Shamali Dweep is described as being somewhere west of Bharat Varsha or India.
据说 Shamali Dweep 存在于Bharata 之地的西边。
When Govardhan appeared there, all the other mountains honored. Oh, how beautiful, how majestic, how opulent.Let us know this Govardhan as the king of mountains.
当 Govardhan 山显现的时候，所有的山非常的崇敬 Govardhan 山，他们赞美 Govardhan 山说，哦，这座山是如此的美丽，如此的高贵，如此的富裕，让我们把它荣誉为山王吧。
Prabhupada has taught us that mountains in their early stage of formation have a soul within, and although very, very, very slowly, mountains with the soul within may grow.
Oh. 是 Prabhupada 在早期的时候告诉我们说，当这个山在一开始显现的时候，他们山的形体当中是有灵魂存在的。那么因为灵魂的存在，这些山呢，他们慢慢的在长。
After the soul departs, then the body of the mountain remains much like the bones.Of a living entity once the soul has gone remains.
那么当这个山长高了，然后灵魂从山的躯体当中离开之后，这个山的形体就像是我们生物体的这个生物体的灵魂离开了生物体，就剩下了一副骨头架子。
You can see in the painting on the top is a sage named Palashya Muni.
我们在这个图片上可以看到山有一这个这里有一位圣人，他的名字叫 Palashya Muni. Palashya Muni.
Palashya's ashram was in Kashi.
Palashya Muni 他是来自于 Kashi 这个地方的。
But he was on tour as a sage, visiting various holy places, and he came to Dronachala.
那么他作为一个圣人呢，他是四处朝圣。有一次他朝圣到了 Dronachala 这个地方。
And he was so impressed with the majesty of Govardhan that he requested his father, Drona,Please grant me one request, O great mountain Drona.
当 Palashya Muni 来到这里的时候，他被 Govardhan 山，他非常的喜爱 Govardhan 山。Govardhan 山给他留下了深刻的印象，他如此的被 Govardhan 山的这种威严和崇高所吸引，于是他请求 Govardhan 山的父亲 Dronachala。发出了一个请求。
Dronachala was delighted just to have Palashya's association. So he just said yes without even knowing what Palashya wanted.
Dronachala, 他非常的尊敬 Cluster Muni 这位圣人非常的高兴得到了这位圣人的联谊，他听到了圣人提出的请求，也没有问这个请求是什么，就立刻答应下来了。
Kalashtra requested, please let me take your son Govardhan with me back to Kashi because there are no mountains there and I can then engage in my austerities and practices on the slopes of Govardhan Hill.
Kalashtra Muni 对 Dronacharya发出了这样的请求，请你让我把你的儿子 Govardhan 山带走吧，带到 Kashi 去，因为在 Kashi 是没有山的，如果把 Govardhan 山带到 Kashi 去的话，这样呢我就能够在 Govardhan 山的山坡上进行苦行，从事我的修行了。
Drona was very sad that he gave this promise but he had to keep his word, so he asked his son, would you like to go?
Drona 听了以后他非常的伤心，但是他已经答应了，虽然他在不知道的情况下已经承诺了这个请求，但是他听了以后非常的伤心，这个圣人要将把他的儿子带走。
Govardhan said, I can go, but I just have one condition.
Govardhan 说到了，我可以走，我可以跟你走，但是呢我有一个条件。
When Palashtra takes me from here, wherever he sets me down, that's it. I won't go any place further.
Govardhan 这样说到了，当 Palashtra Muni 把我带走，一路带走的时候，无论他停在哪里，把我放在哪个地方，我就会在那个地方不再动了。
Palashtra agreed.
Palashtra 听了以后同意了。
Palashtra had mystical powers, much like Hanuman. He could travel in the air, and he could carry very heavy objects, like Hanuman did, by carrying the peak of a mountain.
Palashtra Muni 他有神秘力量，他能够在空中飞，甚至能够驮着极其重的东西在空中飞，就像是 Hanuman 驮着山在空中飞一样。
On the way, returning to Kashi, Palashtra had to answer the call of nature.
就在 Palashtra 驮着 Govardhan 山回到 Kashi 的路上的时候，突然之间他要去响应大自然的呼唤，也就是他想如厕了。
Forgetting the promise he made to Govardhan,He set Govardhan down in Vrindavan in order to take care of the call of nature.
就在那个时候，他想如厕的时候，想要去回应大自然的呼唤的时候，他一下子忘了自己给 Govardhan 山的承诺，于是他把 Govardhan 山放在了 Vrindavan 这片土地上，接着去回应大自然的呼唤。
When he came back and tried to continue his journey, Govardhan wouldn't move.
当他回来之后，再想要驮着山走的时候，山一动不动。
Because that was the promise that Palashtra made.
因为 Palashtra Muni 事先已经许下了这个承诺。
Palashtra, being a great sage, could understand the intention of Govardhan.
Palashtra 他是一位了不起的圣人，他能够察觉到 Govardhan 山心中所想，他的目的，他的意向。
Govardhan wanted to be in Vrindavan during the pastime of Krishna.
Govardhan 山想要待在 Vrindavan 去见证，去参与 Krishna 的消时光。
And Palashtra was simply engaged to bring him there, to Vrindavan.
Palashtra, 他只是将 Govardhan 山驮到了这里，带到了这里。
With this understanding, you can see in the bottom part of the painting, he cursed Govardhan.
当 Plastia 他察觉到了 Govardhan 山的心中的意图的时候，我们可以看到图片的下面的一张图片，这个荧幕上的下边一张图片， Plastia 诅咒了 Govardhan 山。
You tricked me.
你给我耍花招。
You wanted to be here because you know Krishna's pastimes are going to appear very soon. Having tricked me in this way, I curse you.
因为你知道你想要留在 Govardhan 山，因为你知道很快 Krishna 就会在 你想留在 Vrindavan， 因为你知道 Krishna 很快就会在 Vrindavan 上演他的逍遥时光了，所以你对我耍了这个花招，因此我要诅咒你。
You will shrink the size of one mustard seed every day.
你每天会下沉一个芥末籽的高度。
And so we find that Govardhan Hill has become much smaller than the time of Krishna.
所以呢，我们现在发现了，如今的 Govardhan 山的大小比 Krishna 那会儿五千年前显现在地球上的时候要小多了。
As you can see on the slide, Garga Samhita gives the dimensions of Govardhan Hill during Krishna's time.
我们在荧幕上可以看到 Garga Samhita 里面提到了在 Krishna 五千年前显现在地球上的 Govardhan 山的大小。
The hill was 16 miles tall.
这个山啊，那个时候这座山有16英里高。
Do you know any mountain anywhere in the world that's 16 miles tall?
大家知道现在在这个世界上有哪座山有16英里高的？
But now, Govardhan Hill has greatly diminished.
但是如今 Govardhan 山它已经缩小了很多。
The 16 miles is 29 kilometers.
16英里相当于29公里。
But today, Govardhan is at the tallest point is only 80 feet.
但是如今 Govardhan 山的最高处也只有80英尺高。
Now the local residents in Vrindavan don't accept that Palashya, a human, can curse Govardhan. That's not possible.
但是呢，当 Vrindavan 的当地的居民，他们不相信 Palashya 这个人物能够诅咒 Govardhan 山。
They say that Govardhan is decreasing in size.Out of feelings of separation from Krishna.
Vrindavan 的居民是这样说到的，由于 Govardhan 山他感受到了与 Krishna 的强烈的分离，所以在这种情况下他变小了，变矮了。
There's another nice painting of Palashya carrying Govardhan Hill.
这张图片我们可以看到 Palashya 驮着 Govardhan 山的这个非常美丽的图片。
Supposing you were taking an exam for Bhakti Shastri, and one of the questions was, the greatest devotee of Krishna is, and you fill in the blank, there's just a line, whose name would you put there?
假如我们现在面临着这个奉爱经典的一个小试题测试哈，要一个填空题，在所有的奉献者当中，谁是最佳的最棒的奉献者，让你填这个空，你会填谁呢？
There's a celebrated verse often quoted that explains that the best of all the devotees are the gopis.
我们在经典当中有这样一段著名的诗节，讲到了在所有的奉献者当中最优秀的奉献者是那些 Gopi 们，牧牛姑娘们。
And that would be a nice answer to put in your Bhakti Sastri exam.
但是在这个 Bhakti Sastri 的 考试当中, 我们有这样的一个题目。
Or you might put Radharani's name because he's the best amongst the gopis.
当你填这个空的时候呢, 你可能会想到是 Radharani。 Radharani 是所有奉献者, 所有孤僻当中最优秀的那一位。
Or you might put Balaram's name because he just loves serving Krishna. He serves Krishna in all the five different rasas at the same time.
或者你填这个空的时候会填上 Balarama, 因为 Balarama 他通过在五种关系当中 Balarama 可喜爱服务 Krishna 他通过五种 Rasa 每一种 Rasa 当中 Balarama 都服务着 Krishna
And someone might put Arjuna's name because he's so dear to Krishna
也许有人会填上 Arjuna的名字 因为 Arjuna跟 Krishna是特别要好的朋友
But in Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear the gopis' conclusion that the best of the devotees is Govardhan Hill.
但是在圣典博伽瓦坛当中，我们可以了解到 gopi们得出来的结论是在所有的奉献者当中， Govardhan Shan 是最棒的奉献者。
The gopis pray in this way.
gopi们是这样祈祷的。
Please read the Sanskrit.
Yes, Gunaj.
Yeah.
我的勾皮们这样, 在圣典博伽瓦坛中, 勾皮们祈祷道, 我的朋友们啊, 这座山, 为Krishna 和Balarama, 以及他们的小牛犊, 乳母牛, 和牧牛童朋友们, 提供了一切所需。 Continue read.
And more.
Yeah. 他们, Govardhan Shan 提供了饮用水, 十分柔嫩的青草, 山洞, 水果, 鲜花 和蔬菜, 这座山以这种方式向主致敬。
The nature of a servant is to find out what the master requires and provide what the master requires.
仆人的 本性或天性就是他们总是要找到主人所需，他们找到主人，他们并且为主人提供主人所需要的一切。And
one wants to serve not only the master but those who are dear to the master.
而且这样的仆人，他不仅仅很好的服务他的主人，他也会去很好的去服务。 主人所心爱的人们
Balaram, the calves, cows, and cowherd friends, they're all very dear to Krishna.
Balarama, 还有小牛犊、母牛, 以及牧牛童朋友们, 都是Krishna心爱的人。
Without even being asked for things, Govardhan supplies all these necessities for all these personalities who are dear to Krishna.
在没有人提醒的情况下, Govardhan Shan 为所有的生物体提供了一切所需。
Let us hear from the gopis how Govardhan serves Krishna.
我们现在来聆听一下 Govardhan gopi们是如何描述了 Govardhan Shan 提供了一切所需的。
Govardhan supplies water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord.
Govardhan Shan 提供了饮用水, 十分柔嫩的青草, 山洞, 水果, 鲜花, 和蔬菜, 记住三,就是这样, 以这种方式向主致敬。
Govardhan doesn't just offer respects. Govardhan offers loving service.
Govardhan Shan 不仅仅致以了敬意, 而且他做出了非常的 令人可爱的服务。
There's a very nice painting showing some caves along the side of Govardhan Hill.
我们可以看到郭马丹山在它的山坡两侧，在它的两侧都提供了许多的山洞。
Sometimes Radha and Krishna would enter these caves and engage in their pastimes together.
有的时候 ，Krishna 和 Radharani 会走到这些山洞里，在山洞里上演他们的消时光。
Sometimes Krishna and the cowherd boys would enter the caves during the heat of the summer to get relief from the intense heat of the sun.
有的时候 ，Krishna 和 Balarama 他们会在夏日炎炎的时候进入到这些山洞里去，去躲开炙热的阳光。
Or when it was raining, they would take shelter in the caves to get free from the rain.
当下雨的时候 ，Krishna 和这些牧牛童朋友们会进到山洞里去躲雨。
In this way, Govardhan would serve Krishna and his dear devotees.
就这样，哥瓦丹山服务着 Krishna 和 Krishna 心爱的奉献者们。
Please just read the Chinese for time's sake.
Yes, Gumaj. 哥瓦丹山还特产柔嫩的食用根茎，它生产了用来装饰身体的珠宝，并且提供了平坦的座位。
Next.
Yeah, Gumaj, I already read.
Okay.
Yes, this also.
Oh, okay. As you can see, Govardhan has a variety of ways.
我们可以看到 我们可以看到 Govardhan 山以各种各样的方式来服务 Krishna 和他心爱的奉献者们。
Here's Radha and Krishna by the side of Govardhan Hill.
我们可以看到这个图片上 ，Krishna 和 Radha 坐在山旁
，taking advantage of the flat places for sitting.
他们坐在平坦的石头上。
There's another very beautiful painting.
这是另一张 Radha 和 Krishna 美丽的图片。
You can see on the slopes of Govardhan Hill, there are some cows.
我们可以看到在哥瓦丹山的山坡下，上面有乳牛在那里漫游着。
While Krishna is charming Radha with his flute playing,
Mm-hmm. 我们可以看到 Radha 和 Krishna 他们非常舒适地坐在哥瓦丹山的平坦的石头上。Krishna 在那里吹起了他的笛子，用他非常迷人的笛音吸引了 Radharani。
There's another very nice painting of Radha and Krishna with Govardhan Hill in the background.
我们在这里可以看到了 Radha 和 Krishna 在哥瓦丹山上演消时光的美丽的图片。
Look at the very top of the painting, you'll see a white temple.
我们在这张图片的最上方可以看到一座白色的神庙。
Towards the end of this evening's talk, I'll describe a little bit about that temple. And you can see some cows along the slopes of Govardhan Hill too.
我们在这里就是，我们可以看到在哥瓦丹山的山坡上有乳牛在那里走动。
Next, please read.
Yes, 哥瓦丹山以这种方式向主致敬。就这样 ，Krishna 以哥瓦丹山的形象展示如何从事纯粹奉爱服务。
I hope you're enjoying darshan on Govardhan Hill in these paintings, photos.
我希望大家看，非常高兴的能看到这些哥瓦丹山的图片。
I'll read this one too.
Yes, 就这样 ，Krishna 以哥瓦丹山的形象展示如何从事纯粹的奉爱服务。
Very confidential service, Govardhan renders to Krishna all the time.
就这样， Govardhan山以非常非常机密的方式服务了Krishna.
Now let's take a look at Govardhan Hill from the sky.
我们现在呢，来看一看从空中向下看的关于Govardhan山的俯瞰图。
This is an actual photograph of Govardhan Hill.
这实际上是Govardhan山的一个就是真实的图片。
As you can see, Govardhan is very thin and very long.
我们在这张图片上可以从空中看到Govardhan山又长又窄的样子，狭长的样子。
It is often said that Govardhan is shaped like a peacock.
通常把Govardhan山的形状描述为是孔雀的样子。
That area in the middle, this kind of whitish color, those are the rooftops of the town of Govardhan.
我们可以看到中间这个地方，那里就是显现出了一片稍稍白色的这个颜色，那是Govardhan山山顶。Just
like a peacock may be seated on the branch of a tree, and the tail is drooping down, and the head, long neck, is towards the top. That's the body of Govardhan.
我们可以看到这个Govardhan山的样子似乎就像是一只孔雀，它在树枝上休息，将它将它的头插进了它的脖子里，然后尾巴从树上就这样挂下来，垂吊着。
Govardhan is actually straight north and south, although this photograph is at an angle because of the length of Govardhan Hill.
因为这个图片呢，展示的是一个侧向的图，Govardhan山实际上是南北纵横的方向。At
the very top in the upper right, that's the head of Govardhan and the two eyes are Kunshamakun.
我们在这张图片的左右上角可以看到Govardhan山上，这不是有两个点，这两个点呢就是Shamakun和Radhakun。And
the mouth or tongue of Govardhan is also towards the top.
我们可以看到Govardhan山的舌头，也是在这个右上方。
When you visit Radhakun, you will see the tongue of Govardhan.
那么Govardhan山的舌头呢，就是Govardhan山这座城镇。我们去到Shamakun、Radhakun的时候，我们也会去拜访到Govardhan山这座镇子。
The tongue of Govardhan was discovered by Raghunath Das Goswami when Radhakun was being excavated or dug.
当 Radhakun 被挖掘出来的时候，后来是 Raghunath Das. Is Raghunath Das Goswami?
Raghunath Das Goswami, yes.
Yeah, Raghunath Das Goswami. 他后来发现了Govardhan山的舌头。
Look closely at this photograph where the word Govardhan is printed in white letters in the middle.
大家往近处看，可以看到这山的中间写着Govardhan山这个白色的字，这个地方。Just
below those letters is a body of water called Manasi Ganga.
就在这个白色的字的下面有一条线，那就是Manasi Ganga。
When we go to Vrindavan, we'll circumambulate Govardhan Hill and we'll visit all these places.
当我们去绕拜Govardhan山的时候，我们就会去拜访所有的这些地方圣地。So
now let us begin the Govardhan Lila.
我们现在开始讲述Govardhan Lila，Govardhan烧时光。
The Govardhan Lila begins in the afternoon.
篝火登山的需要时光是发生在下午的时候。
In the morning, the pastime was Krishna receiving food from the wives of the brahmanas. It's a very nice pastime.
就在那天早上的时候 ，Krishna 他从那些婆罗门的妻子们那里获得了各种各样的好吃的东西。
And after having Krishna and the cowherd boys continued walking,
在下午的时候 ，Krishna 带着那些牧牛童朋友们继续行走的。
And they saw that Nanda Maharaj was arranging a very large festival program.
然后他们看到了 Nanda Maharaj 在安排一场盛大的节日。
Here we see Krishna asking Nanda Maharaj, what is this festival all about? Please explain.
我们在这里可以看到 Krishna 在向 Nanda Maharaj 询问您安排的这场盛大的节日是什么节日呢？是什么活动呢？
In the painting, you see at the bottom left is so much paraphernalia that was to be used for the yajna.
我们在图片上可以看到已经安排了各种各样的用具是为这场盛大的节日举行的收集的用具。
Behind the paraphernalia,are the brahmanas who are going to do the yajna.
在这些用具的后面站着一群婆罗门们，这些婆罗门们正要施行这场祭祀。
Nanda Maharaj is there to the right, sitting in a chair.
我们可以看到 Nanda Maharaj 在右侧坐在椅子上。
And the elders amongst the cowherds are behind him.
而且呢，我们可以看到他的后面，他的身后站着是那些年长的牧牛人、牧牛郎们。
Nanda began to explain, according to the Vedic scriptures, when one receives, one gives back.
Nanda Maharaj 他就按照经典《韦达经典》里面所讲述的说到了，当一个人接受礼物的时候，他也应该予以回馈，予以回赠。
This year we have received abundant rainfall. As a result, our crops and the grasses for the cows were abundant, so we're going to have a yajna to respect Indra for all of this nice assistance.
南达马哈拉吉解释道，因为今年呀、我们这里有了风，有了充沛的雨水，所以呢五谷丰登，青草长得特别的茂盛，因此我们要施行一场盛大的祭祀来献给因者。
How Krishna responded was very interesting.
那 Krishna 听了以后他做的回答非常的有意思。
Krishna spoke to his father an atheistic philosophy that even during Krishna's time was well known.
Atheist philosophy.
Atheist philosophy.
Krishna 在那个时候他跟 Nanda Maharaj 辩论了，他说了一些关于这个无神论的一些理论，在那个时候 Krishna 五千年 Krishna 显现于地球的时候就已经有了无神论的理论。
Maybe you have heard or you have read about Karma Mimamsa philosophy.
可能你们也听说过了 Karma Mimamsa 这样的哲学。
Karma Mimamsa philosophy says like this
Karma Mimamsa 哲学是这样说到的。
Whether there's God or not, it doesn't really matter.
无论是有神还是没有神都无关紧要。
If there is a God, then he is subordinate to the laws of karma.
如果有神的话，那么他就会支持这个 karma 的法则。
A god like Indra can only distribute benedictions according to the karma of the people who are subordinate to him. That means karma is above God.
那么呢，像英者这样的神明，他会根据 karma 来去予以赐福，那就意味着 karma 高于了神，高于神明。
Krishna argued in this way with his father.
然后 Krishna 以这种方式跟他的父亲辩论起来。
Please read.
Krishna 辩论说，既然主因着无法改变人类与生俱来的命运，为什么人们要崇拜他呢？
No need to worship Indra, just do good karma.
没必要去崇拜 Indra, 只是去做好的 karma 就可以了。
But if you want to do a sacrifice, here's my suggestion.
如果你们想要做祭祀的话，这是我的建议。我的建议是这样子的。Yes, good night. 让我们开始举行一场为了取悦所有乳牛、Brahmana、婆罗门和高瓦丹山的祭祀吧。把用以崇拜因者而搜集的各种贡品用来举行这场祭祀吧。Good night, continue read. The Krishna said, okay, yes.
What?Krishna is indicating here is three things are very dear to him.
Krishna 在这一段话当中已经指明了有三样是 Krishna 非常钟爱的。
What are those three things? The cows, the brahmanas, and Govardhan Hill.
而这三样是什么呢？那就是乳牛、婆罗门、brahmana, 还有 Govardhan 山。
Krishna then gives further details of the sacrifice that he wants them to perform.
然后 Krishna 进一步的描述了他们应该施行的祭祀要做出的准备是什么。Krishna 继续说，让我们烹煮各种食物吧，从奶甜奶饭到蔬菜汤，我们应该准备各种烤的、炸的、花式糕点，还应该把所有能得到的奶制品都用到这场祭祀上。
All the grains and the dairy products and everything should be cooked and make nice offerings for the brahmanas.
那么应该去烹饪各种各样精美的食物，而且要把这些精美的食物去宴请那些婆罗门们。Yes, 精通伟达 mantra 的 brahmana 们、婆罗门们要正确的点燃祭火，然后你们要用精心烹制的食物款待各位祭司，赠送他们乳牛和其他礼物，以示回报。
In the painting, we can see the brahmanas pouring ghee into the sacrificial fire and chanting of Vedic mantras.
我们在图片上可以看到这些婆罗门们，他们把地经验的经验把这个经验的酥油放到了火里，并且与此同时吟诵着曼陀罗。
The procedure that Krishna is describing is the brahmanas should be fed first.
在这 Krishna 所描述的这个程序当中，他说到了首先要宴请这些婆罗门们。
After feeding the brahmanas, everyone else is to also be fed.
在款待了婆罗门之后，所有其他的人也应该得以款待。Read? Yes, good night. 要把食物给予包括狗和食狗肉者在内的堕落灵魂的其他每个生灵。你们要给乳牛喂食青草，然后要恭恭敬敬地给高瓦丹山做供奉。
So now we've heard there's the brahmanas, there's the cows, and Govardhan Hill are to be honored.
我们在这里聆听到了要款待婆罗门们，要给乳牛喂食青草，还要给高瓦丹山做供奉。
Please read.
Yes, good man. 当每个人都吃得开心满足之后，当每个人都吃得心满意足之后，你们应该把自己穿着打扮得十分俊美，然后绕拜乳牛、Brahmana、婆罗门们、祭火和勾瓦丹身。
In the painting, you see the two little boys that Krishna and Balaram.
我们在这张图片上可以看到有两个小孩，最前面的两个小孩，他们就是 Krishna 和 Balarama。
And behind them are some of their little friends.
而在他们俩身后是他们的小朋友们。
And standing with the white beard, that's Nanda and his elder brother Upananda.
而图片上的白胡子的那一位是 Nanda， 还有 Nanda 身旁的那是他的哥哥 Upananda。
Krishna is pointing towards Govardhan Hill. Govardhan should be worshipped and circumambulated, as well as circumambulating the cows, the brahmanas, and the sacrificial fire.
我们可以看到图中的小 Krishna 用手指指着 Govardhan 山，说到了我们应该绕拜 Govardhan 山，不仅如此，还应该绕拜乳牛，绕拜婆罗门，还有祭火。
This.Is Govardhan Puja during Krishna's time.
这是在 Krishna 的那个时候所做的 Govardhan Puja.
Here you can see in this painting where Nanda is performing Abhishek of a Govardhan Shila.
我们在图片上可以看到 Nanda Maharaj 在亲自给 Govardhan Shila 圣石做沐浴 Abhishek.
Translation?
Yes.随即牧牛人社团完全按照 Madhusudan 的建议做了，他们安排众 Brahmana 吟诵吉祥的伟达 Mantra， 并毕恭毕敬地把本来为因着施行祭祀的各种用品供奉给 Govardhan 山和 Brahmana 婆罗门们。
And then they feed the cows with grass.
然后他们还给乳牛喂食了青草。
I like this drawing. Look how many cows there are, all nicely lined up with big bowls of grass.
我特别喜欢这张图片，你们可以看到，有那么多的乳牛，它们井然有序的排成了一行，在那里啊，排着井然有序的。
And they.Treated the cows with the greatest respect. That's a cow barn. Look, it looks like a palace.
我们可以看到，这些乳牛都待在了宫殿里，哈，这个就像宫殿一样的旧里牛旧里。那么这些文达文的居民们，他们在那里毕恭毕敬的给乳牛们喂食青草。然后他们让母牛、公牛和小牛犊走在前面，自己紧随其后绕拜哥瓦丹山。
There's another nice drawing, same artist depicting taking care of the cows.
我们在这里可以看到，这是同一位艺术家、画家画的乳牛的照片。
And on the right, the color painting is Krishna and Balaram, the cowherd boys.Drawing milk from the cows.
我们在这里可以看的，在右边可以看到画家们画的 Krishna Balarama 还有牧牛童们和乳牛在一起的图片。
Next.
装扮美丽的牧牛女们坐在牛车上跟着队伍，她们歌唱着这个 Krishna 的荣耀。他们的歌声与众位 Brahmana 婆罗门起伏的吟诵声交织在一起。
In Vrindavan, as well as in the Hare Krishna movement, singing is a central part of the life of devotion to Krishna.
在 Vrindavan, 尤其是 Hare Krishna, 参加 Hare Krishna 运动的奉献者们，他们的这个唱诵是主要的部分。
The cowherd boys at the end of the day's activities, when returning back to the village, they would compose songs and sing songs of what Krishna did that day.
当牧牛童们和 Krishna 在黄昏的时候牧牛归来，这些牧牛童们他们就会编写出 Krishna 在白日从事的各种活动的歌曲，来荣耀 Krishna 的消逝光。
And when they narrated everything back in the village, the adults would also make their own songs and sing songs glorifying Krishna like that.
当他们这样一路唱着，牧牛童们一路唱着 Krishna 的消逝光的歌曲回到家中之后，在村庄的那些成年人们，他们也会编写 Krishna 上演消逝光的歌曲，在吟诵歌唱着。
In all cultures of the world, music is very important in Vrindavan. It's all centered on Krishna.
在世界上的各种文化当中，音乐是非常主要的部分。在 Vrindavan, 他们在 Vrindavan 居民，他们的音乐的核心就是去荣耀 Krishna。
There's a nice painting of all the offerings that were placed.Before Govardhan Hill.
我们在这里可以看到 Vrindavan 的居民把他们所烹制的各种食物都放在了 Govardhan 山的面前。
Huge mounds of rice were placed before Govardhan Hill to accept.
我们在这里可以看到 Vrindavan 的居民们烹饪了堆积如山的粮食大米。
The mounds of rice were taller than people.
我们可以看到在这里堆成山的大米比人都高。
And so many pots with cooked foods and baked cakes and so many nice things.
我们在这里可以看到各种罐子里装满了各种精美的食物，有蛋糕，也有这个糕点等等其他的。各种烹制的食物。
When you visit Govardhan Hill, this is the area where they place this big anukut, it's called. All those different offerings placed before Govardhan Hill, right in this tract of land here, covered completely.
哦，那么当我们去绕拜 Govardhan 山的时候，在图片上面显示的这个地方正是当时 Vrindavan 居民把烹制的各种精美的食物放在 Govardhan 山面前的那个地方。然后 Krishna 显示了前所未有的巨大形体，将信心灌注到牧牛人当中，宣布道，我就是 Govardhan 山。
At the bottom of this painting, you see the Brahmana doing a yajna.
我们在这张图片的最下方可以看到那些婆罗门们他们在举行火祭，给 Govardhan 山举行火祭。
In the middle part of the painting, you see Krishna and Balaram and the Brijvasis doing parikrama around Govardhan Hill.
在中间这张图片的中间，我们可以看到 Krishna Balarama 和 Brajabasi 的所有的居民们在一起绕拜 Govardhan 山。
And at the top of the painting, Krishna in his form of Lord Hari appeared to bring faith to the residents of Vrindavan. It's not just a little boy's childish talk. The hill of Govardhan is.
我们在这张图片的上方就可以看到了 Krishna 把自己显现为巨大的 Govardhan 山，他可不是一个说话幼稚的小孩子哦，他把自己亲自显现在 Brajabasi 的面前，以 Hari Govardhan 山的形象显现在 Brajabasi Vrindavan 居民的面前。
Here's another very nice painting.
这是另一张非常美丽的图片。
Krishna himself came before Hari, who is a form of himself, and offered obeisances to himself.
我们在这里可以看到小 Krishna 在亲自向 Hari Hari 实际上就是 Krishna 本人 Krishna, 小 Krishna 亲自向他自己他本人在致以顶拜。
This is most amazing.
这是最令人惊讶不已的事儿了。
Sometimes Krishna expands himself to be many Krishnas dancing with the gopis.
有的时候 Krishna 把自己扩展为很多很多位和每一位牧牛姑娘们跳舞。
In Dwaraka, Krishna sometimes expands himself in identical forms of Krishna in the palaces of the queens.
在 Dwaraka, Krishna 把自己扩展为许许多多，把显现在 Dwaraka 的每一位皇后的宫殿里和每一位皇后在一起。
But this is even more amazing.
但是呢，这张图片更令人惊讶了。
Here we have three different forms of Krishna simultaneously being manifest.
我们在这张图片上可以看到 Krishna 同时显现为三种形象。
Krishna offering obeisances, Krishna in the form of Sri Hari, and Govardhan Hill who is also Krishna.
在这张图片上我们可以看到小 Krishna 在顶拜 Hari, 而 Hari 也是 Krishna 的一个形象。那与此同时 Krishna 还以高瓦丹山的形象显现在那里。
Most amazing.
这是最令人惊讶不已的了。
Next.
看啊，这座山亲自赐予我们仁慈了。
Next.
Sri Hari 吃了所有丰盛的贡品。
The huge abundance of offerings were all at once eaten by Sri Hari.
Sri Hari 一下子把这么多堆积如山的丰盛的贡品全都吃完了。
Do you know what happened after that?
当 Sri Hari 把这些贡品全都吃完了之后，接下来发生什么了？他吃了他们供奉的所有食物之后，哈利喊着阿尼哟阿尼哟。
This word aniyor in local language means bring me more, bring me more.
阿尼哟在当地的语言就是还有还有。
The French Vasis didn't know what to do.
Vrijavasi 听了以后 Vrijavasi Vrindavan 的居民听了以后不知所措，不知道该怎么办了。
Now he wants more.
啊，他还要吃，还要。
So they went to their storerooms and emptied everything out and cooked very quickly and provided everything, and again Hari ate everything saying Aniyor, Aniyor.
然后 Vrijavasi 们 Vrindavan 的居民们他们返回到他们屋子的储存库，把这个储存库里的东西都搬空了，然后非常快速的烹制了各种食物，又拿到了 Govardhan 山面前Hari 面前，然后 Hari 又一下子全都吃光了。接着 Hari 还讲 Hari 还说的 Ani yo Ani yo。
Thank you.
等一会儿听完课点，
那怎么办呢？他还要怎么办呢？
But if you look in the bottom right, there's Balaram. He's holding a plow over his shoulder.
我们可以看到这张图片的最右方最右下角是 Balarama， 他扛着他的犁。
He knew what to do.
Balarama 知道该怎么办。
Balarama requested the Vrijavasis to bring him one tulsi leaf.
Balarama 请求 Vrijavasi, Vrindavan 的居民拿来一片 tulsi 叶。
And when Balarama had the tulsi leaf, he handed it to Sri Hari, who then became completely satisfied.
当 Balarama 拿到了这片 to C 页，并且将它递给了 Harry 的时候， Harry 用下之后，他立刻心满意足了。
Dear devotees, when you make offerings to Krishna, best if every prepared item has one tulsi leaf, and that will be most satisfying to Krishna to receive your offering.
亲爱的奉献者们，当你们把做好的食物，每一样食物供奉给神坛的时候，最好能在每一样食物当中都能够放上一片 tulsi 叶，因为 tulsi 叶是最能够让 Krishna 心满意足的了。
While all of this was going on in the heavenly realm, Indra was becoming really agitated.
当所有的这一切发生之后，在天堂星宿上，英者变得十分的恼怒起来。
Next.
下，当英者得知他的祭祀被搁置一旁，顿时对 Krishna 接受为问，顿时对把 Krishna 接受为他们的主的 Nanda Maharaj 和其他牧牛郎怒火万丈。
Now we have some sound effects. I hope it works.
愤怒的音者派遣称之为 Samvartaka 的宇宙毁灭之云。
Can you hear the thunder?
Yes. Oh, yes. I got it.
Listen.Listen, everybody.
啊，你们听，你们听，这是毁灭之云的声音。
Samvartaka is a very special cloud at the disposal of Indra.
Samvartaka 是 Indra 的，他所指挥的非常特殊的云朵。
Unlike ordinary rain clouds, the Samvartaka is only deployed at the time of universal devastation.
那么跟其他的普通的云朵不一样的是， Samvartaka 这个毁灭之云是在宇宙毁灭的时候才会被派遣出来的。
But Indra was really, really angry.
但是 Indra 真的真的非常的愤怒。
Next.
自以为是至尊者的 Indra 告诉毁灭之云，前去打消他们的骄傲，毁灭他们的牲畜。我会骑着我的大象跟随在你们身后，我还会带领强大的风神们去摧毁 Nanda Maharaj 的牧人村庄。
Look at this painting.
我们再看看这张图片。
Clouds showering torrents of rain upon the residents of Vrindavan. It's flooding.
Yeah, 我们可以看到这个毁灭之云电闪雷鸣，向 Vrindavan 之地倾泻了滂沱大雨。Yes.奉阴者之命，被过早释放的宇宙毁灭之云去到 Nanda Maharaj 的牧场，在那里他们向当地的居民猛烈的倾泻滂沱大雨，使他们备受折磨。毁灭之云电闪雷鸣，不断的投掷冰雹。乌云倾泻如注的滂沱大雨，大地被洪水淹没。
This was rain at devastation. It's not just drops of rain or heavy rain. Columns of rain, as big as pillars, were coming down upon Vrindavan.
这个毁灭之云下的雨水可不是一般的雨水，而是像柱子一样粗的滂沱大雨。这样向 Vrindavan 倾泻而下，把 Vrindavan 淹没了。在这种 Gunaj, I read?
Yeah.
Yeah. 分辨不清 高低洼地，乳牛和其他的牲畜在狂风暴雨中站立着，牧牛郎和牧牛女们冻得发抖，痛苦不堪，他们全都奔向 Govinda 寻求庇护。Krishna, Krishna, 最幸运的人啊，请让乳牛脱离阴沼的愤怒吧。主啊，你那么深爱你的奉献者，也请救救我们吧。
Their first concern is
Sorry, Gunaj, I already mute them. Please continue. I already read Krishna, this part already read. Yes.
Okay. The interest of the Brijvasis is the cows come first.
我们在这里可以看到 Brijvasi 他们最牵挂的是那些乳牛，他们首先在这里呼唤 Krishna 拯救他们的乳牛。
Just like in a family, if there's some fire in the house, the parents are most concerned with their children, and their safety is after their children are safe.
那么就像是我们可以想象一下，就像是如果家里着火了，那么父母他们最关心的是孩子们的安全，首先他们要确保孩子们的安全。
So the Brijvasis are first appealing to Krishna to take care of the cows, and then second is to take care of themselves, to protect themselves.
因此 Brijvasi 们在这样的情况下，他们首先请求恳请 Krishna 首先保护他们的乳牛，然后才向 Krishna 呼救，去救他们自己。乳牛和其他的牲畜在猛烈的暴风雨中站立着，牧牛郎和牧牛女们冻得发抖，痛苦不堪，他们全都奔向 Govinda 寻求庇护。看到他的狗哭了居民被猛烈的冰雹和狂风弄得不知所措，主 Hari 明白这一定是暴露的 Indra 所为。
Krishna knew this was Indra's retaliation, and he began to contemplate.
Krishna 知道这都是 Indra 所引起的打扰。然后他说，他 Krishna 说到了，既然半身人们被这里面啊、哦，这里有这样的一段评述，既然众半身人们被赋予善良属性，这种自诩为主的虚假的骄傲当然不应该影响他们。
Please note carefully at the upper portion of this painting in the middle, there's Sudarshan Chakra.
我们在这里仔细的看一看哈，就在这张图片的上方，我们可以看到 Krishna 的神碟。Sudarshan Chakra.
When Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, what kept the water that was flooding all over Vrindavan from going underneath the hill?
我们在这里可以看到，当 Krishna 举起 Govardhan 山的时候，虽然那个时候在暴风雨的袭击下，洪水淹没了 Vrindavan， 但是洪水并没有涌进 Govardhan 山底下。
One explanation is Sudarshan Chakra was moving so swiftly all around Govardhan Hill that all the water was drying up.
那么其中的一个解释就是在那个时候 Krishna 的 Krishna 的神碟以飞速的 以飞一样的速度绕着 Govardhan 山不断的转，乃至于一下子把这些雨水全都弄干了。
Sudarshan Chakra is a heat weapon.
Sudarshan Chakra 是热的武器，是热武器。
And we're going to hear one other explanation.
我们在这里可以聆听到 Vishwanath Chakravarti 给出的另一段解释。 Shri Krishna 自言自语道, 我们停止了他的祭祀, 所以因着造成了这样一场猛烈, 非季节性的暴风雨和冰雹, 以我的神秘力量, 我会完全抵消因着造成的打扰, 当我瓦解掉那些丧失, 善良之人的虚假名声, 我的目的是为了拯救他们。
This is very important.
这一点是非常重要的。
Krishna didn't want to punish Indra. Krishna wanted to give relief to Indra because of his anger.
Krishna 并不想惩罚Indra, 而Krishna更想的是把Indra的怒气去消, Krishna更想的是打消Indra的怒气和骄傲。
So if Krishna puts us in difficulty, it's to give us relief from our material contamination.
我们有的时候被Krishna置于困境之中, Krishna通过这种方式, 把我们去除掉我们的物质的污染。
Next time you're in some difficulty, please remember this point.
当下一次你处在困境当中的时候, 一定要记住这一段话哦。 Can I read? Yes. 因此我必须以我的超然力量保护牧牛人社团, 因为我是他们的庇护所, 我是他们的主人, 千真万确, 他们就是我的家人, 毕竟我曾发誓要保护我的奉献者。
Next, please.
Yes, good night. 我会以我的神秘力量保护好 Raja的人们, 他们已经托庇于我, 他们认为我是他们的主, 并且他们全是我的亲人, 这就是我的誓言。 主 Krishna 就是 Vishnu 本人, 他用一只手拾起 Govardhan山, 轻松地举到空中, 就像孩子举起一块蘑菇。
That's background music of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill.
Ah, 这后面我刚才放了一段背景音乐，这个背景音乐就是 Krishna 举起 Govardhan 山的一个背景音乐，伴上的一个背景音乐。
Next, read.
Yes, yes. 接着主呼唤牧牛人社团，妈妈，爸爸 ，Raja 的居民啊。 如果你们愿意的话, 现在带着你们的乳牛 来到这座山的下面吧。
Now we have many very beautiful paintings. Here's one, and they're going to show one after the next.
我们这里有很多漂亮的 Krishna 举起 Govardhan山的图片, 我会一个一个的放给大家看。
A very beautiful painting. The water is falling off the side of Govardhan Hill.
这是一张非常美丽的图片，水从高瓦丹山的山坡上流淌下来。
Lightning coming from the sky.
我们可以看到 Krishna 用眼角在瞥视着。
Balaram is standing right behind Krishna, enjoying the whole scene.
Balarama 在 Krishna 的身后为 Krishna 山娘在享受着这一切快乐的情景。And
the young gopis catching Krishna's sidelong glance and glancing back at him.
我们在这里可以看到 牧牛姑娘们含情脉脉地用眼角瞥视着 Krishna, Krishna 就这样跟他们，也是用瞥视来回应他们。
I'm going to have to end soon because I have another class to give, so I'm just going to go quickly now, okay?
因为待会儿我还有另外一节课，所以呢，我现在就快速的过一下。通过持续不断的喝饮是 Krishna 俊美 Krishna 的俊美与甜蜜的甘露，文大文的居民们不觉得饥渴，而主 Krishna 因见到他们美丽的形体也忘了吃喝与睡眠。
Another beautiful painting，
这是另一张
Lifting of Govardhan Hill，
这是另一张 Krishna 举起 Govardhan 山的美丽的图片。
Another painting of the celebrated pastime.
这是另一张美丽的图片，来庆祝了这段逍遥时光。
Please read.
Krishna 说到了，你们不要害怕这种山会从我的手中滑落，不要害怕风雨，因为已经做出安排让你们脱离这些苦难。就这样，在主 Krishna 的安慰下，他们平静下来，全都走到山底下。他们发现那里空间巨大，仍能容纳下他们自己和他们所有的乳牛、货车、仆从和祭司，也能容纳下所有其他的社团成员。主 Krishna 忘了饥渴，把关乎个人快乐的一切都抛至脑后。他站在那里一直举着山，举了整整七日。在那期间， Raja 的人们都深深地凝望着他。主 Krishna 举着山， Raja 的居民们则歌颂着他的荣耀。此时他们都有机会跟他聚在一起，他们全都带着喜悦和惊讶的目光注视着他。因此牧牛郎和牧牛女个个兴高采烈，他们内心充盈着爱，眼睛都睁得大大的。
You've seen so many paintings of the same Leela. Doesn't that tell you that this is a very much beloved pastime of Krishna?
你们在这里看到了这么多关于 Krishna 举起 Govardhan 山的这段逍遥时光的图片，所以可以看到这是 Krishna 多么心爱的逍遥时光。
Notice in the upper left corner, that's Indra riding his elephant carrier.
我们在这张图片的左上角可以看到 Indra 骑着他的白色的大象。
Next.
Yeah, Krishna 举起 Govardhan 山的逍遥时光，充满着令人陶醉的各种细节，数千年以来一直都是他最著名的逍遥时光之一。
You can see Krishna is standing on a little mound of earth, so he can keep Govardhan ahead, above everyone's head.
我们在这张图片上可以看到 Krishna 站在了一小堆山包上，这样呢，他就能够把山举过他的头顶，高高的举着。
In this painting here,
我们再看看这张图片，也是如此。Krishna 站在一个小山包上。
By his feet are some cowherd boys playing musical instruments.
我们可以看到，就在他的足旁有牧牛童。为他的莲花族吹奏着笛子。
By his side is Nanda Maharaj, and there's Radharani holding a flower in her hand.
我们可以看到，在他的旁边是 Nanda Maharaj， 还有一个小牧牛姑娘，手里拿着莲花，那就是 Srimati Radharani。
Here's a nice painting of this leela surrounded by gopis.
我们在这里可以看到这张。关于这段逍遥时光的图片， Krishna 身边围绕着这八个牧牛姑娘们。
Seated on the throne is Srimati Radharani, surrounded by all of her friends.
Srimati Radharani 坐在座位上，她身边围绕着其他的牧牛姑娘们。
Another very beautiful painting.
这是另一张非常美丽的图片。一般说来，包括千千万万乳牛、小牛犊、公牛等在内的庞大的牧牛人社团，像Sri Govardhan山这样的中等大小的山底是容纳不下的。 然而由于勾瓦丹山被至尊人格守神的手触碰，处在狂喜之中，他获得了不可思议的力量，甚至感受到愤怒的鹰爪朝他的背脊抛掷的数百致命的霹雳，如同柔软芬芳的鲜花一般。有时虚勾瓦丹山甚至没有觉知到霹雳的袭击。在 Harivamsa, Acharya 们引述了 Sri Krishna 本人说的话， Sri Govardhanshan 能给予三个世界庇护，更不用说只是 Vraja 这片土地了。当 Indra 开始攻击 Krishna， 举起大山时，站在山脉两翼的鹿儿、野猪和其他飞禽走兽爬到山顶，他们甚至都没有感受到最轻微的痛苦。文达文的居民和他们的家畜在那里整整待了一个星期，都没有感受到饥渴和其他任何不适。 Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur 指出，虽然 Samvartaka 乌云连续骤降七天大雨，但至尊主仅凭他的力量， Mathura 地区不但没有被淹，反而雨水一落到地面就立刻干了。
Whether it was Sudarshan Chakra or Krishna's own power in some other form, everyone was safe underneath Govardhan Hill.
无论是以 Krishna 的 Sudarshan Chakra 还是 Krishna 本人，或者是 Krishna 以用其他的方式通过其他的方式，无论如何，文达文的所有的居民他们都非常的安全，待在了山勾瓦丹山下。当 Indra 看到主 Krishna 展示出这般神秘力量，他惊愕不已，他虚假的骄傲被粉碎，意图被挫败，于是命令他的毁灭之云停止行动。
The bottom of this painting, the lower right corner, you'll see Airavata, Indra's elephant carrier, and paying obeisances, prostrated before Krishna, is Indra himself.
我们在这张图片的右下角可以看到有 Indra 的坐骑 Airavata 白象，然后 Indra 本人在那里向 Krishna 致以五体投地的顶拜。
Above Govardhan Hill, you'll see.Clouds are parting and the sun is beginning to shine through.
我们在勾瓦丹山的山顶可以看到乌云全都散去，太阳出来了。
Now I'm going to have to end abruptly. We'll just read a little bit.
我们现在再读一小段，然后呢，再就停下来了。Krishna 说，我亲爱的牧牛郎们，请带着你们的妻儿与财产走出山底吧。别再害怕了，风雨停了，上涨的河水也退下了。
The birds?
Yes, good night. Yeah. Vrindavan 的居民们淹没在狂喜之中，纷纷上前，按照各自的辈分问候 Sri Krishna。半神人们歌颂着他的荣耀，洒下花雨，一场盛大的宇宙节日开始了。半神人们吹响海螺，敲起定音鼓，开始引吭高歌。在所有生灵的注视下，至尊人格守神把大山放回原处，像以前那样伫立着。
So the hill is now back in place. Krishna and Balaram go back to taking care of their cows.
Krishna 把大山放回原处，然后 Krishna 和 Balaram 又带着他的牧牛童朋友们一起去放牛去了。
And last slide, please read.
Yes, Gunnar. 这是最后一张幻灯片了。接着在他心爱的牧牛童朋友们和主巴拉拉姆的簇拥下， Krishna 去到他一直照顾乳牛的地方，牧牛姑娘们返回各自的家，一路上高兴地歌颂主 Krishna 举起勾瓦丹山和其他的光辉事迹，他们的心深深地被主 Krishna 打动了。
So although I couldn't be with you in China, we're with you virtually, honoring Govardhan Puja on this very auspicious day.
虽然我在此时无法跟你们相聚于中国，但是呢，我们通过这样的网络相聚在一起，一起来庆祝 Govardhan Puja 这神圣而吉祥的节日。
In 15 minutes, in India, they'll also be observing Govardhan Puja, so I'm going to have to end this class so I can have a Govardhan Puja discussion with the devotees from India.
那么在结束 在15分钟之后呢在印度有另一场 Govardhan Puja 的网络的节日的举行，所以呢我现在不得不结束今晚的讲课，去参加另一场通过网络来庆祝另一场 Govardhan Puja 的活动，和印度的奉献者们一起在网上庆祝 Govardhan Puja。
Giving Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Manandi
Hari Hari Bo. Thank you very much Guru Maharaj for a wonderful class. Hari Hari Krishna. 大家也可以打开麦哈，向 Maharaj 表示感谢。